This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. Anti-racism protests were held around the world on Sunday, with tens of thousands of demonstrators in Rome, Berlin, London, and Paris taking to the streets. While some protests were more sparked by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American man in Minneapolis who was pronounced dead after a police officer kneeled on his neck, European countries are also citing their own instances of racist violence. Donning masks, thousands of people went to Rome's People's Square on Sunday in the city's first major demonstration against racism. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets in London as well, some outside the U.S. embassy, though organizers noted they want to address racism in Britain. One of their slogans was, "The UK is not innocent." K-pop band BTS's label said Sunday the group has announced $1 million donation to the Black Lives Matter campaign. The announcement follows a tweet in support of the group from BTS last week. In support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and BTS fans have used the hashtag #MatchAMillion to vow to match the donation of the BTS pop group. Protesters in Paris have drawn a comparison between George Floyd and Adama Traoré, a young man who died in police custody north of Paris 4 years ago. Traoré's family has repeatedly claimed that officers tackled him and he died of suffocation. In Australia, protesters have taken to the streets to highlight Indigenous Australians who have died in police custody. According to the Associated Press, Indigenous Australians make up just 2% of the country's population, but 27% of the prison population in Australia. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced the city will lift its curfew a day early because anti-racism protests over the weekend have been peaceful. VOA News. The world has surpassed another bleak COVID-19 milestone. It now has more than 400,000 confirmed deaths from coronavirus. The United States still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections has surpassed 6.9 million, with the United States at the top of that category as well. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases of coronavirus or COVID-19. Global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries. It now sits at number 2 for number of infections, number 3 and deaths. And the world topped that 400,000 milestone this morning. Former president, former Secretary of State Colin Powell endorsed the Democratic nominee for president Joe Biden on Sunday, speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Powell, who served under Republican presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, said he will be voting for Biden. He said despite working with Biden in various capacities for decades, he had not been asked to campaign for the former vice president, and he did not expect to be. Powell was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the Gulf War in 1991. He said on Sunday, and this is a quote, "I cannot in any way support President Trump this year." President Trump was quick to respond on Twitter. He called Powell, in his words, "a real stiff," and also a quote, "highly overrated." Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has backed a ceasefire in Libya starting on Monday after Egypt's president announced the move after talks in Cairo. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met with General Haftar and the head of the Libyan House of Representatives, Aqila Salah, and called for a ceasefire beginning Monday, June 8th. Egypt's initiative is based on the respect of all international resolutions and calls for a ceasefire beginning Monday at 6 a.m. local time, in addition to the withdrawal of all foreign mercenaries from the entire country and the dismantling of all militias to allow the Libyan army and the security forces to exert control. India's External Affairs Ministry said on Sunday that India and China will resolve a dispute on their contested borders peacefully, a day after military commanders from the two countries met to find a solution to their month-long standoff in the Himalayas. The face-off is in eastern Ladakh region. It began with a confrontation between patrolling soldiers from the two countries in early May. Both sides have since deployed additional troops, artillery, and weapons in the Himalayan region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.
Begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA 1.
But you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today, toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got, cheers to the wish you were here but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today, toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Oh, yeah. Now my heart feel like an ember and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got, oh. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today, toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your.
Memories, Maroon 5, a song they wrote for their manager who passed away last year. My name's Larry London, and I invite you to call the COVID-19 hotline. It's a telephone number we've set up for you to leave your message with thoughts and information about what's going on in your life. We want to hear from you. This is about you. It's about us. We are all in this together, so call 202-382-7664, the COVID-19 hotline. And tell us your thoughts about the coronavirus and how it's impacted your life. What's your government doing to help things where you are? We want to hear from you. 202-382-7664. Here's Halsey and Nightmare on VOA 1.
Tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rug pulled beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I've pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a knife. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite, but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, or worse, you're complacent. I could play nice, or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't.
Right here, VOA.
I'm not afraid to die.
St. John, new music. It's Roses on VOA1. I'm Larry London. And the answer to the question, who is Trevor Daniel, is simple. He is a 25-year-old native of Houston, Texas. He is into R&B hip hop. He's been around since 2015. In fact, his debut EP was called Homesick and features a song called Falling, which we're going to hear right now. And it's been on the charts in more than 20 countries around the world. Here's Trevor Daniel, Falling on VOA1.
I can't find the key without you, and now you're so
The Hits on VOA 1.
city lights that turn in, but something about this feels the same.
Starting to trickle back in, but I don't wanna fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. Nothing. Never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again. I guess I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. It's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again. Thought we kissed goodbye. Thought we met this time. Was the last, but I guess it's this is never really over.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again. Enough to get over you all over again. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. Enough to get over you all over again.
Over you all over again.
Thought we kissed goodbye. Thought we met this time. Was the last, but I guess it's
VOA 1, Katy Perry, Never Really Over. And she's finally announced the date for her new album to be released. And that date is August 14th. Circle the date on your calendar. Katy Perry will put out a new album that day. She just put out a brand new single. She's put out about 4 new singles in the last 6-8 months. The new one is called Daisies. My name is Larry London. You are tuned to VOA 1 and the hits.